When there's a storm coming through, that is you're bouncing around a lot. And if you're flying at night, it's a lot different than flying during the day, too. I mean, so this is a heck of a story. But congratulations.
The guy's okay, apparently. I think both of them ended up okay. So, see, look, we end on a happy story. I believe that they're both. I know the guy landed. He's okay. I believe the pilot also ended up getting medical attention. Well, I should just check on this one. Clay, we covered a lot of ground today, my man. And tomorrow, we've got Kennedy from Fox Business of Kennedy fame, her own show over at Fox. She'll be talking to us. Our buddy Rob Smith, who is a commentator, author, Army veteran, and all the news of the day, man. It's going to be fantastic.
Cannot wait. I look forward to continuing to have a good time down here on the Gulf Coast. Appreciate all the people who listen to the show down here in this market. And, man, we'll continue to be voices for sanity in an insane world tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Small businesses have been getting hammered. You survived COVID and are now dealing with higher costs and keeping your employees. You need a break. If your business had 5 or more employees during COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
GetRefunds.com will get you the money. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. GetRefunds.com does all the work. They don't charge up front, and they share a percentage of the cash they get for you.
Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to tell you about a man named George who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. George drives a garbage truck in Oregon. That's 10 hours a day of limited movement. And guess what that does to a bad knee? It's not good. After a while, George could barely move at the end of his shift, and he wasn't really sure what he was going to do. That's when Relief Factor came into his life. George is still out there working hard every day, but now he does it without pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're living with pain in your life, it's time to do something about it and give Relief Factor a try. I'm telling you, it can really change your life for the better. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If you have recently moved here from somewhere, welcome to Nevada. Most of us who are already here came here because we didn't like something about there. We came here precisely because it is not like there, wherever there is. And we actually like here just the way it is. If this describes you, again, you're welcome here. We are not racist, phobic, or anti-whatever you are. We simply like here just the way it is. But if you came here from there with the idea of making here more like there, you should never have left there to come here. And you are hereby most cordially invited to leave here and go back there. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids. QHALV.com, 369-1321. QHALV.com, 369-1321. QHALV.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Senate has rushed into a vote on a bill that would embrace Roe v. Wade abortion access into federal law. The roll call promised to be the first of several efforts in Congress to preserve the nearly 50-year-old court ruling, which declares a constitutional right to abortion services, but is at serious risk of being overturned by a conservative Supreme Court. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP will knock down what he calls chilling legislation.
We will stand with the American people, stand with innocent life, and block the Democrats' extreme bill.
The Democrats' slim majority appears unable to overcome a filibuster from Republicans. Also at townhall.com, a Kremlin-installed official in a southern region of Ukraine seized by Russian troops says that area will ask Moscow to annex it.
The talk of annexation in Kherson and Russia's apparent willingness to consider such a request has raised the possibility that the Kremlin will seek to break off another piece of Ukraine. Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Now the deputy head of the Kherson Regional Administration installed by Moscow says the city is Russia, adding he wants Vladimir Putin to make it a proper region of Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Arizona man convicted of killing a college student in 1978 has been executed after a nearly eight-year hiatus. In the state's use of the death penalty, brought on by a previous execution critics say was botched, and the difficulty officials faced in finding lethal injection drugs. Clarence Dixon died by lethal injection for his murder conviction of student Dina Bowden. On Wall Street, the Dow off 180 points. The NASDAQ is down 298. More at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority will spend nearly $20 million over the next 3 years to sponsor Formula One races on the Strip. The LVCVA will spend $6.5 million a year to help put up the Las Vegas Formula One Grand Prix in 2023, 2024, and in 2025. The $19.5 million spending plan is the largest sponsorships by the board. Back in January, the LVCVA approved spending $40 million to host Super Bowl 58 in 2024. Some good news for Las Vegas's convention business. The business traveler is coming back. Bloomberg is reporting data from four top companies which manage corporate travel shows more than 2 years after the COVID-19 pushed business travel to the brink of extinction. Business class cabins are filling up again. National travel experts say business is about 80% of 2019 and in some places has surpassed some pre-pandemic numbers. They say executives still prefer in-person meetings over Zoom meetings. And recent multi-Grammy Award winners Silk Sonic are extending their Strip residency. The 1970s revival band has 9 more dates in August.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like you're going to be touching the brakes as you enter the downtown area there on US 95 eastbound. That's past Valley View. Also, it looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area of the 15 and lane restrictions on the 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, May 11th. It's hump day. We are halfway home, and we're moving in the right direction. The president is out on the road today in Illinois going to a farm to talk about foodstuffs and all things inflation. The problem is he doesn't have an answer for it. In fact, let's go to cut two because... Well, in fact, I'll tell you what, we'll put a hold on Sean Hannity for just a little bit because he obviously has no answers to the coming recession, talking about the president. I was fascinated by an op-ed piece by Thomas Gipping, senior legal fellow for the Heritage Foundation, and I wanted to get him on. Thomas, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. You wrote that the Supreme Court, quote, is on the verge of correcting a grave constitutional mistake. What does that mean? Can you expand on that?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. You know, the Supreme Court, the judicial branch, they're supposed to interpret our laws and apply them to decide cases. And when they interpret the Constitution, they're supposed to interpret it as it was written. I think that's pretty common sense. Well, in Roe v. Wade, 1973, Supreme Court failed that test, and it failed it miserably. The Supreme Court didn't even attempt to interpret the Constitution. They simply said, we think that abortion should be legal in America, and so we're going to say so. And the Supreme Court has before it now a case that will allow them to overrule Roe versus Wade and admit that it was, in fact, a mistake.
How did Roe v. Wade survive, though, for 50 years? 50 years, five decades.
Well, I think, I don't think it's a good idea for the Supreme Court to be able to start from scratch in every single case. The idea that the courts, in general, are supposed to follow their previous decisions, I think, is a good one. But the Supreme Court has to be willing, especially when it comes to interpreting the Constitution, to admit when it's made a mistake. So the abortion cases that the Supreme Court has had since 1973 have basically been about abortion regulations or abortion funding. They haven't been about the core underlying issue of whether the Supreme Court protects the right to abortion at all. The case before the court now is about that issue, and that's why they have this chance to correct their mistake.
And let me ask you, the whole leaking of a draft opinion by Samuel Alito, first of all, do you think we'll ever find out who it is that actually did it?
You know, these kinds of actions, and I assume that this was kind of prepared in advance, kind of plotted and schemed. If I had to guess, I would say no. Remember, 31 years ago, Anita Hill lied to the Judiciary Committee in the Senate about Clarence Thomas. We still don't know who leaked the information about her. So, you know, possibly not. I hope they do. I hope that person is disbarred and prevented from practicing law for the rest of their life.
And are they whistleblowers or are they criminals? Because this does violate federal law, does it not, in some way?
Well, they're certainly not whistleblowers. The leak itself doesn't violate the federal law. There is no federal law that covers that. However, as the marshal of the Supreme Court is investigating the leak, and if, for example, they put the justice's clerks under oath and the clerk who did this, if it was a clerk, lies, that's a federal crime. And there's potentially other legal liability of different kinds. You know, the blow here is really to the Supreme Court itself. This has never happened before, and the public's perception of the Supreme Court is under enough stress. I think this will only push it in the political direction even more.
Here in Nevada, it won't have an impact at all. We have a statute which prohibits or that allows abortion. But in other states, do you see a sea change out there when it comes to abortion?
Well, what I see in general is that all Americans' voices will be heard. When Roe v. Wade falsely took this into the constitutional category, it literally shut off the voices of all Americans on this issue. Legislatures had handled this for 185 years, and the Supreme Court wiped it all away. So all Americans will be able to participate in this and to handle this tough issue. They will handle it in different ways. Some states, you know, want abortion to be completely unrestricted, and many others believe that human beings' lives were valuable before they were born. And since we prohibit homicide of kids, we ought to prohibit homicide of babies. But they'll have the opportunity now to have their values reflected in the public policy of their state.
Thomas, let me just throw something out there. We've seen this week protests at the homes of a number of conservative Supreme Court justices. First of all, does that violate federal law? We were talking about things that violate federal law. Does that violate federal law, trying to influence a federal judge? And I'm assuming we consider the justices to be federal judges.
Yeah, yes, it does. It is a federal crime to protest before a judge's home with the intent of influencing their decision in a case. This, though, will be another example of how, when it comes to abortion, the rules seem to change, because I'll bet that law will not be enforced.
Wow. Do you think it'll have any impact? And again, the announcement on Roe v. Wade may not come until the second week of June. Do you think it will influence any of these Republican justices?
It will not. If anybody has read that draft opinion, they know how direct and forceful it is. Any justice that decided to sign on to that opinion knows exactly what is at issue and what's at stake. And, you know, the extremism of a few people across this country is not going to change their minds. The issue is whether Roe v. Wade correctly interpreted the Constitution. It didn't. There is no right to abortion in the Constitution, and the Supreme Court looks like it's going to say so, finally.
So what happens with Congress? The Senate is set to vote on a bill that would codify Roe v. Wade and make it the law of the land. Wouldn't that fall under the scrutiny of the Supreme Court eventually itself?
Well, in fact, the Senate is going to vote, actually, with a few minutes from now, on whether to allow that bill to go forward. That bill will not codify Roe. In fact, what this so-called Women's Health Protection Act would do is attempt to dictate to state and local governments how they may regulate abortion. I've never heard of such a thing. Congress has no authority to dictate to the Nevada legislature how they may or may not legislate on this or any other issue. And so it is patently unconstitutional. It will never pass Congress. And it is far more radical even than Roe versus Wade. It would make impossible any limitation on abortion at any stage for any reason. And it would even require taxpayers to fund abortion. That's more extreme than any Americans have ever believed, and it's not going to pass.
And is it a guarantee that if it does pass, that it will end up before the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, I have no doubt. It is so far beyond Congress's authority. I would imagine any number of states would immediately sue because, of course, Congress cannot tell them what to do with regard to powers that the Constitution gives to them.
And by the way, and again, Thomas Gipping joining us, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. What would happen if a court case involving some of the protesters out in front of the Supreme Court homes ends up before the Supreme Court? I mean, I was thinking about this late last night. How would the justices be able to hear a case that they were maybe a witness in?
Well, I'd bet a paycheck it won't get nearly that far, partly because the federal law that makes those protests a crime isn't going to be enforced. But I think, you know, judges would handle that if that comes before them. Judges do that all the time. But I think it does show the extremism of those who want to make or want to keep killing babies legal. They're willing to violate any law. They're willing to blow up any institution. They're willing to undermine the independence of our courts. I think it's time that the American people have the freedom to decide this issue for themselves.
Thomas, in our final minute, how can folks reach out to you? How can folks find some of your writings? Your op-ed pieces are absolutely phenomenal. Can you talk about how folks can find you?
Sure. Well, if you go to heritage.org with my name, Gipping, J-I-P-P-I-N-G, you can find a lot of what I've written there. I'm also on Twitter at Tom Gipping, T-O-M-J-I-P-P-I-N-G. And I hope people participate in the dialogue.
Thomas, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate your input on a weighty, weighty issue. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thomas Gipping joining us, the senior legal fellow for the Heritage Foundation, joining us. We got a lot to do. I'm going to let you hear about the president who, and this is incredible. The president yesterday tried to talk about the coming recession. He said he could taste it. He can just taste it, he said. And Sean Hannity, I think, had an amazing take last night. We'll let you hear that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday Hump Day edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS64367.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised you I would let you hear from Sean Hannity, who was brilliant last night. Essentially saying that President Biden, who, by the way, Biden today is in Illinois on a farm, of all places, talking about the Biden inflation and trying to blame it on Republicans. And it's just, it's horrible. And by the way, you saw where the consumer prices it went up again. But that Biden has no answers to the oncoming recession. I think most of us are in agreement that there will be a recession of some sort. The only question is how deep it will be. But this was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Joe's economic and energy policies, they're nothing but a complete and utter disaster. Biden's inflation is now costing you, the average American household, over $5,200 annually. And new numbers out today show the average American is paying $2,000 more per year just for gasoline. But nothing is going to change because the Democratic Party is ruled by socialists that are all part of this religious climate alarmist cult, and they will never retreat from their radical agenda. I don't see that ever happening. They don't seem to care if you, the American people, suffer. They don't care if the country implodes, so long as the system is fundamentally transformed the way they